Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
We are a father-son studying the Bible together and just looking at what the message is from the text. And 1 Peter chapter 3 is where we are at. And in verse 8 and 9, looking at submitting to others. We'll be on this one a couple of episodes and a lot of terms to define here, but he's back to the y'all from the individual groups. This is kind of generic. All followers of Jesus needs to do these things, but I'm going to read both of these verses. We're just going to look at verse 8 for today, but I'm going to read both of them because it's a complete thought looking at both verses. But finally, all of you having unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
Yeah, so he tells them, it's kind of the opposite of the what we've been talking about, but he tells them what to do and then what not to do. But he says, well, first of all,
he tells them what to do, what not to do, then what to do.
Yeah. He says, first of all, that you have humility of mind. You're like-minded, you're harmonious is what the word means. In other words, you're following the same Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're headed towards the same goals. You have the same passions. You have the same energy. You're
thinking the same way.
Yeah. You're like-minded and you're on the same track, spiritually in that way.
Yeah. Because they're following the same thing, then their harmony is based upon the right that they're following and thinking the same way. And then he says, have unity, to have sympathy, to be sympathetic literally means just to suffer together is what the word in the original language means, to suffer together. It's one of my favorite movie quotes. I love Steel Magnolias. And Dolly Parton has a line in there where she says, nobody cries in my presence alone. And that's the idea here, is that whatever you're going through, I'm going to go through it with you. You know, again, we're talking about submitting to one another. Well, it's putting your needs above my own, in that it's not something that's happened to me. But you think about in the greater context of suffering, why this is so important, the harmony part, when you're going through hard times, it's easy to kind of, you know, turn against each other, mm-hmm. but we're staying on the same page and we're going to make sure that you're not going to go through that suffering by yourself, because I'm here with you. And sometimes it's a Western culture way of thinking that I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps and I'm going to do it on my own. Or we think, maybe even with the best of intentions, I don't want to bother anybody or trouble anybody. Mm-hmm. And I always ask people, if I was going through something, wouldn't you want me to tell you? Well, yeah. Well, it's the same thing. I want to know so I can suffer along with you and help you to bear that burden.
Yeah, I think it's such a cool definition of sympathy, to suffer together, because that's what it's all about, is, you know, you're not going to go through this alone.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I can help it, you're going to be helped whether you like it or not, kind of thing, you know.
Yep.
When I'm doing well, you're doing well, and whenever you're not, I'm not, so we're going to figure it out together.
Because we're all in this together. And that's what he talks about the next one, with brotherly love. This is the Philadelphia love. Because we are family, as the old song says. Having that kind, you know, we sometimes talk about, well, the Bible says I have to love you, didn't say I have to like you. Well, here he's saying,
kind of does.
Yeah, you got to like each other, you know, because we're family, we're joint heirs, we, you know, have the same inheritance, you're valued to God, so you ought to be valuable to me because we're part of God's family.
Yeah, we're loving each other. Because you recognize that familial connection, and that's something that has been a theme all you know, since chapter one, he's talked about recognizing your brothers and sisters and recognizing the Father that you have together. So that's important. And then he tells us to have a tender heart or a compassionate heart, depending on your translation. But the idea is that, you know, of course, we've constantly defined heart as kind of the center of your being. Well, the heart of your emotion, the seat of your emotion, is one that's full of compassion, which at its core, I think, in some way sums up all three of these, in that if I'm compassionate and I'm looking out for not just myself and how I can be on top or whatever, but I'm focused on helping my brothers and sisters, that's going to help me be unified with them. It's going to help me be sympathetic when they're not doing okay. And it's going to help me love them and encourage one another when we are doing okay. So that compassionate heart of looking towards one another is something that's important as well.
Yeah, literally, it's full of mercy, mm-hmm. if you literally translated it. And that's so important because we are, the last one here in verse 8, we have a humble mind, or some translations say humble in spirit. In other words, we're putting others before self. That idea of mercy, biblically speaking, is, you know, doing for others what they can't do for themselves. And we do that because we're humble, because we're putting others before ourselves. We're willing to take a back seat. You know, we're not trying to, you know, push somebody off so we can climb the ladder. We're saying, here's the ladder, I'll hold it for you, and you can climb, you know. And that humility of spirit in a day and time in which we're told to look out for old number one, it's very counterculture, but it's certainly a biblical way of thinking. And again, goes back to having the mind that Christ has.
Yeah, it's, you talk about something that stands out to a culture. It's just, in today's society, being vulnerable, you know, we live in such a world where we're trained to think that everyone else's life is perfect, that everyone else has it figured out, and I'm the only one that struggles, or, you know, whatever. And that's not the case, because everybody thinks that, you know. So if everyone thinks that I'm the only one that's struggling, well, at some level, everybody's struggling, you know. Now, that's also not to say, you know, your struggle is not important, because everybody's going through it. Well, what that means is none of us have it all figured out, but that gives us an opportunity to all love on one another and suffer together and show some of those kind of emotions that says, you know, I don't have to have it all figured out, because I've got my Christian family here, and I can be humble. I can help one another. I can think about them because I know they're going to be thinking about me. And we can go through some of those things together.
So have your minds focused on the same things. Be willing to suffer with each other, show love to each other because we're family. Have mercy towards one another and a humble mind towards one another. How do you do all that? Well, you have to submit to one another. In other words, make others more important than yourself. And that's what Jesus did, and that's what we're supposed to do as part of his family as well. We'll continue to look at that thought in verse 9 tomorrow. Hope you'll be here for that. Hope you'll like, share, subscribe, tell others about Scripture Spotlight. Hope you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us on the way to work, while you're getting ready for school, at some point during your day, as we dig into God's Word to find out what his message for our lives is on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.